Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And we're so excited to
Hello,
be here.
okay, you guys. So I've been watching Julia do this, trying to get in position. And right as we got counted in, when you guys go, man, that was such a great show. I think I got to watch it again. I want you to watch her face because she kind of goes before she announces everything.
Do I? What does that mean? Is that me slipping into?
Yeah, you're like grounding yourself in. I'm ready. Here I go. It was good.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Right. She's so busy doing so many things for all of us that we need her back in the body, back in the body. All right. So, as
Woo.
always, we're competing.
Oh,
So, if you were watching this,
Tracy's competing.
you guys know, I think I told you this last time, I won like by one person. So, I want as many of you that can figure out how to get to my YouTube page to go watch us live on YouTube, and the same with Julia because we are competing. It's our YouTube
You
pages.
can go to my page too.
I just said that you can do
Well, you
that.
can in soul
You
speak.
can go to hers or you can go to mine and comment because guess what? We have Tiffany in the
Yeah,
house.
woo,
And Tiffany is moderating that chat for us so that we know what you guys want to know. So we've got a whole bunch of you in there already, but I only see a few of you coming in from the YouTube page. So step that up.
Shame, shame. Oh my goodness. Tracy.
Watching
He has
you.
no shame. Oh
While you're there, click subscribe and then click the little bell and tell you when we post things. Shameless. Da, 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 da. Anyway, it's been an
And
interesting week of energy.
yeah, so tell us all about it. So, because there it has been an interesting week. So what's been going on?
Well, we've got a lot of planets ready to go into retrograde, but none, I don't think they're Mercury yet. I think they'll all go direct and then Mercury will go into retrograde or something like that. So I didn't take notes. I was kind of listening while I was walking around doing things today, so I'd catch little bits, but definitely some energies of things maybe feeling like they slowed down. How was yesterday for everybody, the 20th? Because it sounded like the 20th was like this day that you should just stop what you're doing and walk away. And I definitely
I
had
did.
that day.
Yep,
Yeah,
I did too.
it
I
was
did
just
too.
like the universe doesn't want this to happen today, so I'm just
Yeah.
gonna go away.
And if it seems like things are, it's like you thought things that you thought were possibly done are kind of going back. Is that the retrograde stuff or is that, what is that?
Probably, yeah, just revisiting some stuff. There is some similarities, it sounded like, with the Mercury in retrograde with some of these other things that are retrograding.
Well, it because I was like trying to, not even realizing that I had no idea anything was going on with planets, although it's always going on with planets, but
It's always going on.
just, and then I never even thought about retrogrades or anything like that, but it was like, why is something like this going on again? And what I was getting was, well, look how you're reacting to it. Look how you see, which is why we like to revisit things. Why we'll find ourselves, remember that cycle of time, it goes like this. And then, so you'll see yourself like if this is an event or time, I don't know, I can't remember how I did it before, but it's like if this is going around, so you come back in contact with this event, but you're always growing, you're always progressing, so you'll have a different reaction, you'll have a different way that you handle it, you'll have different things happening, and that's what I was noticing was how I feel about it, how I'm internally reacting, how I'm. If there is a reaction, whatever, so it's that kind of stuff. So I thought maybe that has something, and that makes sense if it makes sense on several layers, actually. I'll just
There's
leave it
just,
there.
yeah, on all the layers. Yeah, there's some people agreeing about yesterday in here. And then also we've got Washington, New Zealand. Let's see, who else do we got?
Yeah, I want to hear where you're from.
Area. We've got Miami. We've got Australia. We've got now some of them are commenting and some of them are putting some. Oh my gosh, I love you guys. Tiffany in capital letters. There's questions coming in.
They know the routine.
You guys know if you have a question, put Tiffany in capital letters so she knows that you have a question, and she'll be looking at the questions and trying to read them off for us here in a minute. So keep doing that. Arizona, Charlotte, Vancouver. Now is that Vancouver, Washington, or Vancouver, Canada?
Good question.
Yeah. Okay, we've got more. Australia, Florida. Let's see, Mexico, Brazil,
Oh, you guys are amazing.
Massachusetts, another Australia, California, Ohio, another Australia. It might be the same person saying Australia 100 times. No, I think we just got Australia in the house. San Diego, Kansas
Yeah.
City, Brooklyn, New York, Arkansas. You're not even
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Donna from
Woo!
Arkansas. All right, North Carolina.
Where are you, Donna, in Arkansas? Where you're at?
Yeah, the big question.
Yeah.
Everyone
I
wants
mean,
to
you
know,
could be down
Donna.
the
North
road.
Dakota. North
North
Carolina. Okay, so
Dakota.
yeah, we
Okay.
got the Carolinas. We've got everybody.
Let's make it a goal to get all the states and all the countries.
think
That be
so.
cool?
Norway. We got Norway. We got Ireland. And
See how close we are?
oh, okay. With they're wanting to know about the conference. Can you ask Julia to tell us about the conference in Vegas? What will she be doing there?
Well, and you're going to be there too. We'll be doing a QHHT panel. And I've heard that
And
I'm going to be doing a talk on.
I love Julia because it's like, oh, you're doing a talk too? And she goes, I am. Apparently, she's doing a talk about past lives, and we're going to do a panel there. So yeah, it does look like you're signed up for a lecture, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
And it's fun because I keep putting it out there because who doesn't want to go to Vegas? It's just a fun place to go, you know, with like-minded people, and you have a good time. And this is a big event with lots of speakers and
It's a really cool company. You know, Disclosure Fest is a nonprofit, and they do a lot of really good work. So I'm happy to be helping them out
so
too.
you guys want to know more. It's November 10th, 11th, 12th. Disclosurefest.org will get you your information. It's at the Luxor Hotel. Can you tell I've done this a couple of
You
times?
have done it.
And go check it out because there's going to be quite a few QHHT people there. And we're excited to be part of it. So that'll be great. Yeah. So
Absolutely.
let's make it a little party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vegas
Yeah.
party.
Vegas party.
And what happens in Vegas this time, you can talk about it. Don't it doesn't stay there. Spread the word.
Oh, yeah.
Spread the word. I think I confused you a little bit there, but that's
Now I'm
okay.
like, but what if we don't want to? I mean, what if we really get kind of
Hey.
crazy?
Oh, I've seen her get crazy, you guys. If you want to see that happen, come to Vegas, November. Check it out. Okay, so
They're going, huh? My she
you
gonna
have it. Yeah, do you have anything else going on that you need to tell people about?
We have our retreat reunion going on in Ibiza, Spain. And you do not have to be a practitioner to be there, just like-minded. You know, this is these events, this is where we go and we all come together and we have fun, 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 fun. And so that's, you know, if you're in Europe, oh my gosh, this is a perfect opportunity to come and all be together. But that's October 4th to 9th, and all the information is on the website qhhtofficial.com. So
You know, it's really funny because this summer has been kind of like, as far as travel goes, it's been like just really calm and peaceful. And then it's just going to start like a snowball down a hill. It's going to be like, where are you going now? Where are you going now?
I know. It's like,
Exciting. Yeah.
boom, boom,
Hope you guys can keep up because I don't know if I can. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
it
Yeah.
will be.
Exactly. All right, are we ready?
I
Are we
think
ready
so.
to ding
Is
dong?
there anything else you want to talk about? What, or unless we just bring it in, something may, feeling like something is going to just bring stuff in as far as like with things. I don't, does that make any sense?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay,
Well,
good.
yeah, I decoded that.
Good. Hope you did too.
I got
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead, and then if something pops in, I feel like there's something that we're supposed to talk about, and that's this feeling. So it'll pop in. I felt like maybe it's coming from our experiences through the week, but maybe not. We have talked about that a little bit, but maybe something is going to just bring all that in and join.
Probably will.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned that Tiffany in the moderating the chat is Julia's daughter? Have we mentioned that?
I think we have
Daughter?
another time we didn't have on this one yet.
We need to do it every time.
I
Put
agree.
it
That's
in.
my
Put the
baby.
plug. Yeah.
And I'm so proud she came in. She was flying today all the way from Washington, D.C. Did I have that right, Tiffany?
Maybe
Anyway,
Bay Area. Yeah.
the area. Okay, the Bay Area. And she got in just a few hours ago, and here she is. Look at that.
Bravo, darling.
Absolutely. Very good.
So,
Very good.
Tiffany, are we ready for the first question?
Sure. But before we jump into the first questions, we're kind of going in the QHHT directive. So if you could explain what that is, let's start
Oh,
there.
very nice.
that's a good idea. QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. My mother, Dolores Cannon, created it, developed it over her 40, 50-year career of doing hypnosis. I mean, she was introduced to hypnosis by my father a long time ago, back in the 60s. And then a long story, but she adapted, and she, when she decided to do this, is what she wanted to do with her life. She studied other techniques. By that time, there was hypnosis, other hypnosis going on. And so she developed and created what is now known as QHHT. And the reason it's called quantum healing hypnosis is this accesses that part of you that has all of the answers, that higher self, that universal knowledge. And it's really, really cool. This technique just gets there so beautifully, you get all the answers to your questions. So if you want to know why you're here, what's your purpose, anything, you'll get your answers.
Yeah.
That's QHHT. Anything to add to that, Tracy? Tracy is a level 3 QHHT practitioner.
Yes, very passionate. Love. I got to do a podcast. You had sent David over to a podcast, and I don't think he got to speak the whole time. He was like, "So, QHHT, tell me your journey." And then he's like, "Well, we gotta go now." I may or may not be a little bit passionate about it. Just a beautiful work, and your mom has put together a structure that just guides us perfectly into beautiful things. And it's kind of funny because I didn't have my first session on myself till I was about little over 3 years into it, I think. And then I
Wow.
finally got to have my own session because nobody else was doing it around here. And so that was interesting because I just had somebody tell me the other day, "Hey, I still haven't had a session done on myself yet." And I'm like, "What? How'd you get this far without having a session?" And I was like, "I guess I did that too." But I highly recommend if you are a practitioner, find somebody to do a session with and get a session. If you haven't had one, get one. If you've had one, get another one. I mean, it's
That's
you just.
another good reason to go to that reunion retreat, is a lot of practitioners there, and they and
Yeah.
we create time, we and space where you can exchange sessions. So,
Yeah.
there's a little,
I
if you haven't
also
had
get
it yet.
asked, I get asked this question, so let me pose that question to you. Should I get one? Would it be good for me? Who should have a QHHT session? Who should have one?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. Everyone. I mean, yeah, should you have one? I was like, okay, if who are, I mean, some people want to know if they should have one before becoming a practitioner or things like that. So I thought you were, I was waiting for the rest of that question, but should I have
Oh,
one?
they
Period.
just write me and say, "I'm trying to decide, should I have a QHHT
Yeah.
session?" Yeah, I don't even know what your would come in for, but yeah, because
Absolutely.
there's
I mean, if you
so
have
much
any
more than you
questions.
know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, yeah, you get to see your life from a whole different perspective. You get to see where why things are the way they are. That right there is huge
Yeah.
for a trajectory for, you know, to help you in where you're going and what you're doing, and understanding why you're here. That's a biggie. Many
Absolutely.
people, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And just getting that one little piece of information
Yeah,
can
get the bigger
shift your
picture.
mind.
You're gonna like what you're finding out. So it gives you more purpose. We need purpose in our life, right? So
Absolutely. You know, I was watching the show. I mean, I'm you guys, you and Tiffany have gotten me where I will keep watching Netflix. I find more shows on Netflix. But anyway, there was this one show, and I'm not gonna, I don't, you know, it was good. It was actually good. I'm glad they're steering me to good shows, but I was surprised by it. But one thing it kept saying, it was about older people, and they were like, but they were starting to retire. They kept saying, you need to retire, you need to retire. And the guy said, don't retire, you need to get a job. Do anything, it doesn't matter, because as soon as you stop, you don't have a purpose, you lose your will to live. So you got to have a purpose. And that way, if you know why you're here, you have your purpose. So it's like the
yeah,
purpose thing is a big deal.
it
It's a
really
big deal.
is. The assisted living facility that my grandma was at, we went in there one time and their whole courtyard was like, they had all these little animals in there, right? And we're like, is that a chicken coop? And the gal that was working there, she goes, oh, you have no idea. Just giving these all of these residents something to do that has purpose. They need to take care of these animals. Their health is better. Everything about them is better. Their mental health, physical health. And so they had done studies on that. And so they had filled their courtyard with all these little animals that were going to need TLC and
Good.
fed and all the things. And they were, I mean, I would want to go there. It's like, what? You have animals? Okay.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
that's what they were saying. Just get any job. It doesn't matter. See, that gives you responsibility. You have to be somewhere. You gotta show up. You got it's that kind of thing. You
Yeah,
gotta
something's
do things.
relying on you, someone, something. Yeah,
Yeah,
very, very true.
completely agree. I'm wholeheartedly in alignment with that. You know, it's like
Yeah.
just because you're the age doesn't mean you have to stop.
No.
And if you do stop, maybe the structured job, find something else. Find something that gives you purpose. You
I was talking to a couple of gals or sisters and their grandma's 98 years old and still lives by herself.
know.
And, you know, and they were talking about how they take turns every day. Somebody goes and has dinner with her and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, you know, if I was to live to 98, I would want it like that, you know, like not
Me too.
necessarily I'm living alone, but that I'm still
I'm
clear of mind and
clear,
yeah.
exactly. You know, I that would be my dream. I would love it. You know, I want to be, I mean,
Yeah.
I'm alone now. Why not? What's different? The thing is
Right.
that you're still with it. I'm yeah, that's then you can do it. So that's
There
what
it
Tim has to look forward to.
is. Okay, well, in that case, Tiffany, you better start having some children because it was the granddaughters that were helping take care of grandma. So, just saying. All right, what's our next question?
Okay. Sorry. This is from Melania. Sorry, I'm not pronouncing that correctly. It's like a handle. I have done a QHHT session in the past. I wasn't able to go under. What are the usual reasons behind this? Should I try another person?
Well, and that's something, and this is how it comes in so many times, is this happened, it didn't happen, what went wrong? And it's like, I don't have all the information. I can't tell you what possibly happened. It could be the person, it could be, you know, and maybe from your perspective, you think nothing happened, but maybe something did happen. And
Yeah.
so that's where we need a
Almost
lot of it.
always. Yeah, there's
Always,
a
yeah.
really, really good chance you were under and just didn't realize it because your idea of being under looked different than what it actually was.
Right, because so many
So.
people, I mean, they think if you know, I was aware the whole time. They'll usually say, I was awake." And it's like you weren't awake; your eyes were closed. You're not awake when your eyes are closed, but you might have been aware, and that's okay. Being aware is fine.
It's
It's all you.
almost it's more common than anything else. You're going to be aware But you're going to be very focused and relaxed, and that is hypnosis. Right. So, yeah.
It's different for everybody. Yeah, we don't know what your expectations. That's why we always say go in with no expectations, because if you have expectation that you're going to go unconscious like everybody used to do when mom did it a long time ago, and there's a reason why that doesn't happen now. But if you're thinking that's what it's supposed to be and it doesn't happen, then that means it didn't work. And that's not at all what it means. It just means we're different now. Our DNA is different, and we stay aware.
Because of your mom, we've all evolved, and now we're so much closer to that connection to the higher self. So when we go under in hypnosis, our subconscious, our superconscious mind doesn't need to take us so far. So we are pretty aware. But when I went in, when I went under, I was laying there and I'm answering all the questions and I'm going with those first thoughts and I'm doing the past life and all the things. And I think I remember thinking, man, I am really aware of what's going on. And in fact, I think I said this before, I was almost hyper aware of the room.
Yes.
But then when I came out of it, she's like, sorry about the neighbor slamming their door. And I'm like, I didn't hear that. And the dog barking down the street. Oh, I didn't hear that either. I know, right? You didn't hear the dog bark? That's hilarious. There's a story.
He's ultra sensitive to dog barking.
It's PTSD, and not because of my own dogs, because of some neighbor dogs. But anyways, there's a story there. Anyway, so you will be very aware, but you're also very not aware of a lot of other things that are happening.
Yes.
Like in my office space, I share it with a chiropractor. Sorry. The first one was an acupuncturist. Now it's a chiropractor. And sometimes when we're there at the same time, his people will come in and they're just like, they see him and they're loud and they're like, hey, it's like, oh, and I'm over there going, please don't pull him out. Please don't pull him out. And they're like, they're on the table. And afterwards I'll be like, I'm sorry that those people came in. They're like, I heard them, but it just didn't even faze me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, so if the one that's asking that question, give it another try, I would say. But maybe you want to try a different person. Maybe that was part of his. Maybe you didn't resonate with that or something of that nature. But with these new ways of looking at how to go into your session, maybe that would help, is to just know that you're going to be very aware. You're going to just be in a very relaxed state and you go with that first thought that comes in and you're going to get some phenomenal information if you can just trust it and go with that.
Exactly.
All right. Told you I'll get passionate about it and talk. Go ahead.
Continuing on with QHHT, this is from Ariana. Is it important for everyone to have a past life regression? I didn't see too many past lives in QHHT and unsure if I was just not ready or they aren't relevant to know in this life.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see, what is important for you to see. What's in fact, we say you'll be taken to the place that's appropriate. And the higher self, that super consciousness, is the one in charge, and they're the ones that are taking you to where you need to go and what you need to see. And they have told us that, and we're seeing that a lot of people are not going to past lives. And they say it's because the past isn't important anymore. If you do go to a life, it means there's still something there. Maybe it's a repeating pattern that you're doing that. It's something you're still trying to clean up or trying to understand. And so you'll see that. But what we're seeing more of is current life and then other dimensions and galaxies and whatever.
Yeah, it's getting veered out there, like people going into swirling and colors.
That's the usual. So I'm not surprised at all that you did not go to another life. I mean, and it's nothing wrong if you did go to another life. It just means there's still something there that you want to, they want you to see. Just maybe you're still working on it. And that's it.
Yeah. I'm still going into past lives. So I'm still a work in progress.
I think we all are, it's just wherever you are right then, maybe the questions that you're asking, what it is you're wanting to know. See, those are important too, because that's guiding what your information you're looking for. And so that will determine kind of where you're going.
Yeah, exactly. And it ebbs and flows, right? We'll be in these high spiritual moments, and then that might be more appropriate to go into some astral realms or something. And then there's other times when we're really steeped in the 3D, and that'll be more important to see a past life. So there is no rules, and just have fun.
Exactly. That's why we keep saying no expectations. It goes where it goes. And we just follow to see what you're going to see. And that's like, when you're on the receiving end, like when I was, it's like my conscious mind chat Jabberwocky was in there just, why are you saying this when you're doing all that stuff? And I'm like, let's just see, what have we got to lose by seeing what information is coming in? And that's might be how you have to talk to yourself, because it can raise a big voice, and just kind of really interfere. But you just, let's just see. I mean, that's how I do. Let's just play the game. Let's just see what comes in. What have we got to lose?
And sometimes it's that third eye confusion too. So like it's not playing in front of you like a movie. So
Right.
don't think it's going to play like a movie either. I'm not seeing anything. What are you sensing? What do you imagine this is? What are the feelings? What's the knowing? There's so many different ways it comes in. So, let's
We've
give
talked about
it
that
a chance.
before. Yeah, your information, everybody receives information differently. So you've got to figure out how yours comes in, and that's what you're allowing it to come in whatever manner it is. There is no one right way, and your way, I mean, we all do it differently. I'm different than Tracy. Tracy's different than Tiffany. I mean, we're all different.
Tiffany, I thought we were twinning. Dang it.
I thought so too. I don't think she's speaking the truth.
It's like we share a mind. All right. What's our next question, my dear?
Let's see here. Here's a fun one.
Oh.
How many times has Julia worked on Tiffany? And it's a laughy face.
Well, maybe
Is
they
this
heard
someone
that
you know?
story. Maybe they have heard the story.
Oh.
I tried. Tiffany was early on, and we were in France. And Tiffany was kind of stressing. I hope it's okay that I tell a little bit of the backstory here, Tiff. She was in
Perfect.
college. I can't remember if it was master's or bachelor's, which one she was on, but she was kind of stressing about her finals and some big tests that were coming up. And so I was going to do a session with her and just see what we could find out. And she just laid there and laughed at me. That's why I think it's funny, the smiley laughing face or whatever,
Laughing
because
face. Somebody knew this story.
I think so. She just laughed and laughed, and I mean, I think it was the voice. I don't know, but she just couldn't get through that. So I finally was like, okay, I think we need to bring the master in. Mom was in the other room, so I just, I turned her over to mom. That's
Did that work?
yeah, that worked. Now Tiffany will say it didn't, but it did. I was listening. I heard what.
I beg to differ. So I'll just clarify that I was laughing, yes, because of your voice. It was the when you would try to nicely, quote unquote, wake me up, and it would so it just I couldn't.
See, that's where it's, that's what we say, family is good for practice. Don't expect too much, but it get helps you, you get to go through it at a time. It's good for practice. But I always use, Tiffany doesn't know this, but I always use her as an example in the class to say she laid there and laughed at me. That was what happened when I did my daughter. You
It
just keep
served a
going.
purpose.
And yep.
You're
But
the example. Oh my gosh.
let's see, we were gonna carry that. So there was something with that. You're asking how, okay, the mom did it. Okay, and that worked. She won't, because that's how she is, but she did great on her test. She did she got through, and she was, and so, and that's where it's like that was what we were trying to accomplish, was get her to calm and relax so she can make it through the test.
Beautiful. Okay. So now, Tiffany, is it easy for you to take tests now that you've had this done?
It wasn't for a test, but no, tests are still very stressful and
Now, the
yeah.
rest of that question was how many times have I worked with her? So we do a lot of work. It may not be hypnosis, but we do a lot of Tiffany. This is something that's really cool, and you guys are probably seeing it in your lives too, if you have children, is, we live this. I mean, her mom and then me, and then Tiffany was raised in this, and so it's really cool, like when situations are going on, we talk through things and we discuss, from a metaphysical point of view. We're always doing it that way. I mean, we don't say, hey, let's have a metaphysical discussion. It's not like that. We just, well, I wonder what this is about. What can you be learning? What could this be? We explore it. And then what's really cool is then when I started seeing Tiffany doing the same thing with her friends, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is where it's, and it's like, see, that's where she's a sphere of influence. We all have ripple effects. We all have our influence, with people around us. And so you work with your children, and then your children are out there doing it as well. And then people that they're touching are going to go out and touch other people. So
Yeah.
it's exciting. It's so, yeah,
I
it's really
agree.
cool. That's a very proud moment when she would call and she's like, well, this is what I was getting, and this is what I was saying. I was like, oh my gosh, you were there. You listened. You went, oh my gosh, you listened, but more than like she was living it. See, she understood
Love
it. So
it.
very cool.
We're going to put the bumper sticker on the back of Julia's car that says, "Proud of my little psychic Tiffany."
Yeah.
Yeah, she listened. Maybe that's all you need is she listened.
You listened.
That's all it took. All right. What else we got on there, Tiffany?
Let's see here. How about this is from Carol. How does ancestral healing work exactly? Thank you.
That might be something more on you, Tracy, because I am not a big proponent on, I mean, I get it that it moves through these things, but when we do QHHT, it doesn't necessarily move that way. It's looking at your own personal timeline and with your own lives, that kind of thing,
Yeah.
rather than the ancestry.
So one of the things that came through in I think more than one of my sessions is that the person that was there with the session, part of why they came into the family that they came into was to heal the karma, to heal a particular karmic path from the family. And it was abuse, it was sex abuse, it was physical abuse. There was a lot of abuse. There was alcoholism and all of this. And she came in to forgive it and end it for the future generations. Like there was this line in the sand, it stops with me. And she would keep repeating, it stops with me. And so what she had done, as I asked more questions, she had taken on that karmic ripple of all the generations of this kind of abuse or alcoholism, addictions, all the things. And then she had, and here's what happens when you take on that ancestral, my understanding of it, you have to go through it in order to be the person that can end it. You have to go through it so that you can heal that and forgive it and end that line.
Well, so
So
maybe that's happening. I'm sorry to interrupt there, but maybe I was just maybe, because so many times they say, well, you need to experience this so you can help others.
yeah.
You can heal yourself and then you can help others. So maybe it's doing something along that line, but it never was
Yeah.
explained to that degree.
Yeah. This person, I know I had at least one that explained it to that degree. So, of course, I kept asking more and more questions, and it just kind of like expanded out. And then they took her through, her higher self took her through just seeing all the ancestors around her. And they went from being kind of like dark and shadowy to being light. And this gave me chills, but they went to light, and then their karmic, like, we keep having to reincarnate, and that was now lifted from them. So it was a really neat lesson or session there. But yeah, so there is some, and we hear that all the time. When we heal something in ourselves, And it heals the people around us. It heals our children. It heals, you know, we're healing it for all the ones that it touches.
Right. And I've heard that it goes into the ancestry, but I didn't fully understand. But that makes sense as to that.
Yeah.
I know that when we do anything on this level, it's going into all our other timelines. So, you know,
yeah.
So we're doing things on so many different levels.
So many levels. It's like, what did your mom say? Convoluted. And that's what it is. It's like, well, yeah, it does this. Well, yeah, it does that too. Well, yeah, it does this over here too.
Yeah.
But that was one of the things that kind of gave me, like, we get a lot of light workers that are like, you know, they'll come in for sessions and they've had these really hard lives. Like, you're crying with them in that interview. It's difficult to listen to, you know, all that pain. And then, you know, then to put it into perspective that, wow, you picked that family so you could come help them get out of this, get out of that cycle. And you know, how many people will say, well, I don't feel like I fit in with my family. I feel like I'm the black sheep and I'm out here and they're all there. And yeah, so how interesting, because maybe there is a chance, and this is just me spitballing, that that's not your soul family. That was a family that you chose to come in and help.
Right.
So maybe.
Yeah, they asked to go through this and you volunteered to help them with it.
Yeah. But that's just
and
one.
And then they're in turn doing things as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want you to think that just came in. Don't want you thinking it's a woman. I came here for them.
Yeah.
No, it goes both ways.
Yeah, I was getting the same thing. This isn't a martyr moment. There's definitely things you came to learn from them as well. And it's an exchange.
Yes.
But yeah, absolutely. But there can be some deep healing if you're willing to do the work.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is coming in strong. Be patient with yourself. Be kind.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, and we're in that energy right now where all that stuff is just, it makes me think of, I grew up on a farm, right? So what do we do before you plant the seed? You got to plow the earth and you got to get it ready. And I feel like we're in a plow the earth moment. You know, it's like, we're digging up the dirt. We're starting to take up the dirt clods, and then you got to break them down into the finer dirt so that then you can plant the seeds.
I love this.
Like we're doing.
Like, but what if you just popped a seed in there, pushed it in, and didn't prepare the dirt? And what's coming is like, there's going to be weeds. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. You don't want it.
Yeah, it's going to struggle to grow because the weeds are going to be taking all that energy that you need.
Yeah.
So yeah. Farmer analogy.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah. Farmer analogies are good. There's one like in the manifesting. I love this analogy. It took me a little bit. I don't know why it took me a while to really fully get the impact of it, but they're like, you know, we'll just play this little game. When you would go plant those crops, if you planted corn, what did you expect to grow?
Corn.
If you planted watermelons, what did you expect to see?
Yeah, again, watermelon.
If you planted tomatoes, you weren't expecting watermelons?
Strawberries, no.
Strawberries, see? And this is where, this is really important when you're manifesting. This is why they say be very clear with what you're planting, because whatever you're putting out there, whatever you're putting in the ground is what you're going to get. So that's why you've got to monitor what this one is planting, what the seeds.
That's such a great visual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's when it's always like, yeah, that makes so much sense. The seeds that you're planting, you don't plant corn and expect watermelon. So you don't say one thing and expect another. You have to say and visualize and do what you expect.
Yeah.
Duh. it's that simple. Anyway.
Yeah.
My farmer Joe analogy.
How many farmer analogies can we get to today? I love it. All right, Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
You got a farmer question for us?
No farmer question. Sorry. Maybe one will pop up here soon. But this is from Drew. Can Julia and Tracy share things from their most memorable sessions?
Like the ones on us or the ones that we do?
Dealer's choice.
Oh. Well, I just shared one recently.
You know, that's always tough because Yeah, go for it. Yeah, because that's tough because what's most memorable? And it's like, because they all have their purposes. And that's, and it might not seem like wild or anything, but it's like it was so momentous in the at the moment. It was like it really was a big deal at that time. But when you shared, it's like, what does that mean? And but it had so much relevance or something like that. And it's like, it might be a tiny little thing. So that's where it's like, memorable.
Here's
I mean,
something that I do love about these journeys, though, because you can sit there and have the interview and is there anything else you want me to know? Anything else you think is important? And I can't tell you how many times we get into hypnosis and then you get into that higher self and they're like, well, they didn't tell you this. And then they're out of out. They give you something to go on. But I had one. So I had a session where the gentleman, this is a digging potatoes kind of life where he was back in like the, I don't know, 1600s or something like that. And he had this little hut of a house and he was in this village and he was an older gentleman and he came outside and he tended his garden and he would go inside and it was just him and he was lonely. And every scene he was doing the same thing. Well, I'm outside tending my garden. Now I'm inside. I'm trying to make something to eat. And his food was very simple. And then we get through everything we could find in that and go to the next scene. And then it's winter now. Well, he ends up not being able to keep himself warm enough in winter and he passes away. And then it took a few days before anyone ever noticed that he had passed away. That ended up being part of his experience in that regression. And so when it came down to it, this was one of those things he hadn't talked to me about. He had a fear of being alone. And so what was happening is he was allowing for the people in his life to take advantage of him because he did, his fear of being alone was so big that he was to keep people in his life,
It was worth it.
compromising his, he was letting them take advantage of him or whatever so that they wouldn't leave. And it was huge. And there was tears and there was all these things, and it was just this. You know, here it was, this simple, simple life, but he was so lonely in that life that anytime he'd feel loneliness, it would trigger that cellular memory of being alone that life
And
and
dying.
that fear of it. And so then he would allow these people to manipulate him in order to keep from being alone. So that was one. I mean, that goes to show you that every single lifetime holds something because let me tell you, I was like, I'm gonna fall asleep. Is this like I'm gonna go somewhere and do something that's interesting? Or
Any day,
this day looks like the other day. Can we do something different?
that's probably how it was for him too.
Yeah. And then the difference was the weather changed and that was it, you know, and then yeah, so it was so interesting in the end though, the reward from viewing that life and what it brought forward and how it helped him see that he didn't need to worry about that anymore, and people will be in his life, and he doesn't have to put up with that behavior anymore. So it was really cool. And yeah, so that was one. I'm trying to think when you get put on the spot, it's like 300 sessions go out the window. It's like, wait, I know I've done a lot. What are they?
Actually, another one that jumped in my mind, and it's like, okay, I'll talk about this. It's like I'm thinking too. I don't know, but when we have to pay attention. If something jumps in your mind, see, there's a reason, and that's where maybe it's pertinent. I don't know. But one I had was, and I talked about it in the class, is there's something that sometimes happens, and we call it leapfrogging. Somebody might jump from one life to another. And I think Mom talked about it in one of the Convoluted Universe books, maybe two or three somewhere in there. And it takes you a minute to figure out, oh, they're in a different life. Sometimes it's very obvious, and usually they'll do it once, maybe twice. And then, we that's where we come in, and we guide, we not just like guide them, but we're like, we have things that we're trying to accomplish. And so that's where we want it to go. I'm not going to say we're trying to control the session because we're not, but it's like we need to get to certain places that we want to go, to get
Yeah,
through that.
we anchor in the information a little bit better.
So this, the guy, he jumped, and then it's like, okay, went there a minute, and then he jumped. And then it got to where then he just kind of took over and just kept jumping and jumping and jumping and everything. Okay, I'm done with this. And he jumped again. I mean, it's like, I don't even know why I was there because he was just doing it all. And he jumped and jumped and jumped, probably jumped 50 times.
Wow.
I'm not like, just kept jumping. I'm like, what the? So then we got to the higher self and I'm like, what about? Like, oh, he was wondering if he's ever lived before, how many lives maybe he had. So they're trying to show him all of them at once, I guess. I don't know.
It's like here's a rapid repetition of them. Yeah.
Rapid fire. Yeah. And that was, it was like, okay, here I go again. Here I go again. Here I go again. I was like, but
Yeah.
that was it. He just wanted to know how many lives. I don't think they showed them all, but I think they gave
No
them,
way.
you know,
There's
there's a
no way.
lot.
But here's a spoiler, you guys. You've all had a lot of lifetimes. You're an infinite soul. You've been on many planetary systems. Some of the fun ones, if we're going to go off planet, where I've had several where they planted the seeds, like they were the ones that would come to the planet, not just this planet, but other planets.
The planets, yeah.
Yeah,
This has
there's
happened many
many.
times,
This, yeah,
many,
this is not the first world like this. And they would go to the planet and they would seed it with plants and animals and different things. And those journeys are fun to listen to. I had one gentleman, he was a young gentleman, early 20s, and he created an entire universe, but he's bouncing around all these different planetary systems, collecting all the things that he loved most about him. He'd spend time there and figure out what he liked, and he would collect the data. And then at the end of it, what he did was created his own universe from all the things he liked about the other ones.
Yeah.
The best part was I said, okay, so now what do you do? And he goes, oh, I go back to source. I'm done. He never
Yeah.
even explored the planets or the universe he created. He just went back to source. He was done.
Can you see how that, I bet you in this life now he did something similar. He was like, he collected the information and he created things from just a lot of information. He would just go around collecting because
That's
that's where you'll
exciting.
see similarities. And that's what I like to see is like, okay, they're going back. How much is that? How similar is it to their life now? And you will see a
Yeah.
lot of difference.
Yeah. I'll tell you. And never think you know what's going to happen. Because, like, as a practitioner, somebody will come in and, like, I remember another young gentleman came in again in his 20s. And I thought, okay, well, this will probably be a short interview because he hasn't lived a lot of life yet. 3 hours later, I was like, so yeah, you just don't know. And it's just enjoy that ride and whatever it is, go with it. But yeah, there's been some really great sessions and some really heartfelt sessions, a lot of crying, a lot of moving energy. A lot of times people will get done and they're hungry because it's like, yeah, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
And
So
a lot of processing.
a lot of processing.
And you'll
So yeah.
continue to process. You're processing. Mom would say 3 days, but I think it's longer than I know I've had some people say I was processing for 2 weeks, and
Yeah.
you'll continually be going through things. I mean, it's like a year. Allow yourself a year to work through whatever happened in there, because a lot of times that's how long it takes to get to really see what happened with that information and to allow yourself to move through what you need to, whatever changes you're going to. Don't expect this, you know, it's you're going to be transforming. Allow yourself that time to do it.
Very true. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Anything else you want to share? No. Okay, Tiffany.
Oh, that was all that popped in. I don't know if that was important, I guess.
Yeah, those were good.
Okay. We had a couple on teachers and students, so I'm going to try to merge them together. But do you think that all of us here tonight have been teachers or students to each other in past lives? There are no coincidences why we are here at this moment. And then kind of same question. Actually, it is the same question. Sorry. Yes.
So they're
So
asking if we've all been teachers and students of each other.
that is correct.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I would say if we're all drawn together, like I was talking about how your mom, people are always like, man, it feels like Dolores is tapping me on the shoulder and, and getting my attention. So I would either come get a session, become a practitioner, all the things. And like, yeah, I feel like we're one big, huge soul family, and she's gathering us all up. because this is what we all agreed to do. And we're all here for this time that we're going through right now to help with that energy.
Yeah. You know what's coming through really strong? I don't know if this person has had a session or is going to have a session, but that is an excellent question to ask in your session. Because it's like, you know, so when we're answering, some of this is from what we know, and then some of it we're tapping in ourselves and just trying to, you know, we're getting that information. But that's what just came in. It's like, have them. I don't know if you're going to have a session, but they're saying, ask it in your session. It's a great question. Oh,
yeah. It is a great question. Yeah. And it's fun to find that stuff out, you know, it's like, how do we all know each other?
Yes.
And that's another reason to go to the retreat / reunion, regardless of if you're a practitioner or not, because it really does feel like you could walk up to anybody and start talking to them. We all have something in common. That's why we're there. And it's so easy to make new friends and find. How many times have we seen people find their tribe there? Like,
yes,
you know, they leave there and then they're just so connected to other people that were there. And then you start seeing social media posts and you see that they're all connecting still. And it's really neat.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that's really strong for all of us is finding our tribe, finding the people that we click with that are like-minded. And this is, if you're into this stuff, come to a reunion, come to the retreat. You'll find people and yeah, you'll click with them. So
absolutely.
It's like a dating site or something.
I know. I was going to say, some people have found.
That's true. They found love there too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I mean, it can happen.
Yeah. You never know. We got time for one more?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay. This is from Sarah. What is the best way to release fear of losing pets or loved ones? I completely understand that we are eternal and that it's just the physical that leaves, but I'm still so scared about how I will deal when I lose them here.
You know, and I understand that because I know someone that dwells on what am I going to do when? And it's like, that's, you're not living in the now. And if you'll just be in the now and appreciate your time with them and being where you are now, then you're not thinking about that. So you can't think and worry about a future event if you're in the now. So appreciate the time you are together. And then that can be the eternal now, you know, cause it's like, it's such a, and this is something that you have to work on yourself. And this is what I tell this person. It's like, you know, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. This is how I am. And it's like, no, I mean, we all have control of this. This is the one thing we have control. And that's how we think. And so this is what we say, be mindful. And when you at first it's about catching yourself when you start going down that road. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm going to appreciate you now. I love you now. I'm so glad you're with me now. And let's just have a blast. Let's whatever. Just appreciate each other there. And you will stay in that moment. So every time you catch yourself doing that, just pull yourself back and be in the now. That's what I'm getting as far as you, because
I'm going to say something.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat what you said earlier. Go get a session. Find out.
Yes. Yes.
Find out where that fear comes from, because you probably got separated from somebody.
Probably.
In another life. There's some carryover here somewhere.
Absolutely.
I've had those kind of feelings, and I found the answers in past life regressions a lot of times, and then it heals that and it goes away.
Yeah.
So excellent. Get a session. Yeah. You'll find some answers in that.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So how do people become a practitioner?
Yeah, go to qhhtofficial.com and you'll see all the information on our site there. You'll see like the level one course. It's on the homepage, but then also there's a menu and you can see course information. We have it in so many places. There's no way you can miss it. If you would like to do that, if this feels like something that resonates with you, is helping people find out who they really are and why they're here. Tracy has a code for you that can get you 10% off the price of the course.
The magic is real. One word, the magic is real. Get you 10% off.
Yeah. And then, so that's what you do. Now, if you want to have a session and you're looking for a practitioner, go to the same website, QHHT Official, to find a practitioner. Scroll down and you'll see a search bar, a search area, and you put in your country, you put in your state, you put in your city, you know, however far you're willing to travel and where you're willing to search, and it'll bring up who's in that area. And do a search, see who resonates with you, check them out, do your due diligence.
Yeah.
This is where you are seeing what resonates and you're trusting your gut. This is a big lesson for you to trust yourself. So see who feels right and go from there. But it's however far you're willing to travel. And so everything. And then also the reunion retreat and Ibiza, Spain, that's also on that site. It's on that homepage. It's under events as well, I think, or live events. It's under something up there, but on the homepage, all the stuff's on the homepage. So yeah, but
come to the homepage.
Come to the homepage. You know? So absolutely. And we'd love to see you. We still have a few slots open. So we would love, absolutely love to see you.
Would be awesome.
It'd be fantastic. We'll all be there. So
that's right. You guys will get to see what Tiffany looks like.
Yeah, you will. Anyway, I think we're there.
We're probably there.
Love you all. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.